7J Mobile. Hello, Bob Robert.
Hey, Rust-Oleum, what are you doing?
Picking up mail. That's what I had, some going out and some coming in, so come out and pick it up. Now I'm headed back to the house. And
give me a call, I'll look for it.
Okay, I'm going to need to get you back down here, too, with your launcher, because you know where we put my, the high point where we put the corner point of the loop that had the ladder line running down from it? The winds broke that rope the other day, so there's a 3-foot piece of the rope hanging down from the corner up there, and hanging from the antenna, and the antenna's still in the air. We've got a chance of rain every day next week, so has it started snowing up your way yet?
No, I haven't seen any snow as of yet, to be honest with you. It's cold, but I have not seen any kind of snow flurries. We had some flurries yesterday, but nothing major.
Well, one of the guys I was on the radio with a while ago, he lives down there easily, and he said he was seeing them down that way, flurries down that way this morning.
Truth, I did not look at the weather, so I'm not really sure what they're talking about for up here today.
Well, they're talking about possibly up in your area an accumulation of maybe an inch and a half up that way and be up above you, really, primarily. And down here, maybe a half inch that shouldn't last too long because it's supposed to get up into the 50s. So not today, but tomorrow, the next few days. So it shouldn't last very long if anything we get down here. But they're not sure. And they're all talking about it's going to stay on north of the 85, north of the 85 corridor. So go figure.
I heard the higher elevations here, higher than 3,500 feet. We're only 2,500 feet, so I don't know. I'll look when I get home, but whatever. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, it is what it is. It comes. I'll tell you what, the other day from all that rain we had, Wednesday and Thursday, I poured out an inch and a half of rain on Thursday morning, and then Friday morning I poured out 3 1/4 inches, so I had 3 3/4 inches, so I had 5 1/4 inches of rain in 2 days.
I don't know how much we had up here, but I know the cabin we're working in is about 20 foot away from the edge of the water. The Bridge Broad River rose, I would estimate, probably 6 to 7 feet over that time period.
Yeah, I know one of the guys down here lives down near Easley or down that way, somewhere down that way. He lives on near a river down there, and he got up to his porch that's out on the edge of the river. So, and that creek down below me, on the other side of the road, going up towards the interstate away from me, I noticed the other day, in Thursday, I guess it was, in the middle of all that rain, that creek had spread out and overflowed into that pasture on the other side of the road, and it was probably 2 feet of water up in that pasture, covering about a third of it. So that creek went from a little 4 foot wide, 4 or 5 inch deep creek, to a creek that was about 8 feet wide, about 3.5 feet deep, and the water was just running down. I'm glad it stayed down that way.
No, a lot of rain fell, that's for sure, like I said, but when I left Friday, the edge of the water was about 6 feet from the deck, and it was still rising, so hopefully it kind of started to go down today.
Now, they're still talking about some flood situations down this way through this evening and start going back down tomorrow, I guess. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And then, of course, chance of rain all next week and everything. I'm at this church. They brought in a fifth wheel unit that they're setting up. Something called Samaritan's Purse. I don't know what it is, but they've brought it in, set up the Baptist church here on my road here. Anyway, so how's things going, you and Sandra and everything? Everybody okay up there?
Oh, things are well. I'm a little bit choppy right now, Rusty. Life's good at home. Just, working every day here, Monday through Friday. We're going to, and the following weekend, we're going to run two jobs, do a couple little side jobs on Saturday and Sunday. And that's about it. Worked Coco Rose Island the other day, a couple, three different cans closed, I don't know, got up a bunch of times, waiting for the law to come out now to confirm what I actually did.
Yeah, I work Cocos Island. I worked them twice, once on 15 and once on 17 on CW. And worked the Honduras the other day. I get, no, Honduras or somebody I worked the other day on CW on 40. I didn't have them on that van. So anyway, well, I'm pulling back into the yard. You take it easy. We'll talk to you later. And I'll give you a call in a couple hours. We get to the T-clear.
UU2TND7J.
Bob, I'm back. I'm at the house already.
All right, no problem. I'll catch you later, ND7J.
All right, I'll give you a call in a couple hours, okay?
All righty, Rex.
Talk to you later, W2T clear.
ND7J mobile.